Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Amtrak reverses course from the shot mandates. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is January 4, and January 4, Holly, was the day that was scheduled to take effect for the Biden mandate on federal contractors. Any employer that receives a contract from the federal government was required by this day to have all of their employees receive the COVID shots. And if they didn't, without some other kind of exemption, they were to be terminated.
But, you know, this shows the power of the people, Matt, when you have states of Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, West Virginia, the governors of several of those states, various state agencies, including the Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia, all filed a lawsuit against his executive order requiring contractors and subcontractors to get the shot mandates. Well, fortunately, a federal judge issued a nationwide injunction blocking that unlawful shot mandate from going to effect.
Yeah.
That would have been in effect today.
It would have been in effect today. And so the president of Amtrak, the chief executive of Amtrak, Bill Flynn, said that the court decision, quote, caused the company to reevaluate our policy and to address the uncertainty about the federal requirements that apply to Amtrak, close quote.
Of course, and don't forget that last year during the whole coronavirus, they lost a lot of service. They were down about 97% of their service. So they're trying to get back, and now this comes along. So no surprise, they thought, you know, losing hundreds of employees is probably not the best thing for our business.
Right. In fact, yeah, no, there's definitely no surprise here, because what they did was, obviously, they came out of a very bad year in 2020, and they're still trying to recover in 2021. Then the shop mandate comes down. So they essentially had very little, quote, choice in it, because if the Amtrak company resisted, then Biden was threatening to pull the whole federal contract, which would ultimately torpedo Amtrak. And that's the way it is with a lot of these other federal contractors that are getting a lot of federal dollars from the United States. They were being forced by Biden. And so they imposed this so-called mandate to get everyone with the COVID shots. But what they found is, in order to do that, there were hundreds of employees that said, no, I'm not injecting those COVID shots into my body, and you'll have to either terminate me or I'll quit. As a result of that, they're looking at the disruption that it would have caused to the services. They would literally have to stop a lot of their transportation. So they would have to go backwards as they're trying to build from the 97% decrease in business in 2020. And they would have to go backwards because they didn't have the employees.
Yeah, you're talking about 6% of their workforce would have been terminated for not receiving the injection. That's quite
a
number
large
of people,
number.
Right?
Well, it's a good thing that these particular mandates are being stopped by the federal courts, because they are abusive, they are one size fits all, and so many employees across the country have been abused by these mandates, by being forced to get the shot against their will or being terminated. And these terminations came around Thanksgiving, Christmas, the New Year's, and they would continue to happen through 2022. And there are still some employers, despite the mandates being on hold, that are on their own pushing these mandates anyway. Those employers they need to be known for what they're doing, because that is really disrespectful to their employees.
Right.
And, you know, for example, just like in the Cornell situation, Cornell has 97% of the people they say they're on campus that have received the COVID shots, but then they canceled their finals in December, went online because the students were coming down with the Omicron. Nobody was seriously ill, but they were getting infected by the Omicron. So What we know is that the whole idea that you have to get everybody with the COVID shot in order to continue your operations is just false.
Right, and that's the thing. They're treating it like it's law. I mean, the Biden regime gets up and says, okay, everybody needs to get vaccinated. And they treat it like it's a law, but it's not. You see on some of their websites, they even say, according to federal law, you must have... It is not a law.
That's right, and it's not effective.
Right.
It's not effective, so you have to like ask yourself, what's the agenda? It's not about public health, because it's not effective. And all we have to do is look at the global data. The global data shows, whether it's Gibraltar that claims that they have 100% of the adults vaccinated, or whether it's Israel that has 80+% of the adults vaccinated, and then a number of people, a million some people, with now the third booster shot. And yet, what's happening? The Delta variant, the Omicron variant, they're still, you know, running through Israel. You look, however, at Florida. Florida has the lowest COVID rate per capita than any other state in the nation, and it's been open since September of 2020,
right,
with no restrictions. And in fact, in Florida, there's no masking requirements. There's no vaccine requirements, whether you're a student or whether you're an employee. In fact, there's a state law that says you can't do that.
Employers can actually be fined.
Can be fined
for pushing those mandates. But like you said, they're not only not effective, but they're also harmful. Let's add that note to it. Or look at the VAERS report. Look at the number of deaths, the adverse effects that are coming in. And that's a lot of our healthcare workers are seeing those people come in the hospitals that are suffering as a result of getting these shots.
We periodically update and we give information about the VAERS, the CDC VAERS report, which logs the number of adverse events and then deaths, heart attacks, permanent disabilities, and so forth.
Which is actually only a small number.
It's a small number of what the reality is,
right,
especially when you talk to people in healthcare, first responders, and all the things that they're seeing, which is incredibly staggering in terms of the amount. But I was just recently looking at some numbers for December, and I went back and compared something that we had written in August about it as well. And you go back just those few months and you compare how many more adverse events, deaths, permanent disabilities, miscarriages occur just in those few months. It's staggering.
It's heartbreaking.
And then you have to then say, well, you know what? That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many, many more.
And the media is trying very hard to cover that, even though once in a while you do see some of these well-known people just suddenly die or have heart issues, you know.
Yeah, you know, and you look at all of these things that they did to try to, quote, flatten the curve. The lockdowns didn't work. The shots are not working. The masking doesn't work. And now you actually have, Holly, the CEO of American Airlines, mm-hmm, and Southwest, and what did they just say?
They say, you know, you don't need the mask. We have this great filtration system in the plane. It makes it very safe and healthy. You don't need mask.
There's all kinds of propaganda out there because, you know, when you go board an Alaska Airlines plane at the gate, it has this pop-up that says, if you wear a mask on the airplane, it says it's basically that flying is the safest place to be for transportation.
Right.
And if you wear a mask on the airplane, then you have a 0.003% chance of being exposed to the virus. In other words, near zero. And they capitalize the word zero. So that's what they say. Now the CEO of American and Southwest are saying, you know what? It doesn't work.
Right. We know the
mask. And we really don't need it because we've got this other very nice air filtration system and we don't need it.
And we've been saying that since the beginning, what, March in 2020. You know, we had a conversation and interviewed Dr. Lee Merritt. She said, masks don't work. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I use an N95 fit to my face. And that doesn't stop the
coronavirus.
And
she's only used that a few times in her surgical career.
Right.
When she's operating on somebody with tuberculosis.
TB, right, but it doesn't stop corona.
That particular mask could stop the TB,
right,
but it's not going to stop coronavirus because
right,
it's a smaller particle and it goes right through even the N95 mask.
Right.
So
they don't work.
There's so much propaganda out there, and we've been hearing propaganda, been fed propaganda in 2020, 2021. I'm sure it's going to happen in 2022 again. But the mandates are falling, and more of them will fall. I think some of this propaganda is being uncovered for exactly what it is. Amtrak has reversed course. Other employers have reversed course as well. It's time to follow the Florida example and be open and ultimately move forward and be able to live your life with freedom. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.